Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. We left off yesterday in the sixth trumpet, the second woe, actually. And I couldn't quite get out of this for some reason. John records this sixth trumpet in Revelation 9. In verse 13 to 21, the sounding of the sixth trumpet, it unleashes the second of the three woes that are woven into these three trumpet last three trumpet judgments. And John hears a voice from heaven. This voice, coming from the golden altar, sits before the throne, and it's a voice coming from four horns that are fixed to the four corners of the altar. And we look at some of this wrath of God that is going to be poured out. What caused the wrath of God? And God has control over it, and it varies to the origin. Where does the wrath of God come from? It's a good question, isn't it? This collateral damage upon everybody. I mean, innocent and guilty. And we look at this, and God intervenes. His judgments come by a direct supernatural force or natural disasters or whatever. He decides to impute this judgment. That's how it comes. It varies. The origin. His judgments. If we go back several thousand years to the Old Testament, we find the instructions for the altar coming from God to the Israelites. God instructed that the altar was to be used for burnt offerings, building an altar of acacia wood, and 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide. Make a horn at each of the four corners so that the horns and the altar are one piece, and overlay the altar with bronze. Exodus 27 and verse 1 and 2. The horns on the altar also served as a means of asylum, actually, for anyone who grabbed hold of the four horns, 1 Kings 1, verse 50 to 53. God's people built other altars. That was the problem. They worshiped false gods, committed idolatry, spiritual idolatry, spiritual adultery also. For this reason, God would pronounce judgment on his people. They're all idolatry. Through Amos, it was told on the day, I'll punish Israel for her sins. I'll destroy altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and they fall to the ground. Amos 3 and verse 14. Through the words of God from his prophet, we see that the horns of the altar serve as a symbol of judgment upon the nations. Thereby, there would be no longer be a place for the four horns of asylum. There would be no escape from God's judgment. And these horns stood for asylum and protection, but they also foretold a time of judgment for those who turned their back on God. And the voice of these four horns, awakened by the sixth trumpet of Revelation, would now bring judgment on the remaining inhabitants of the earth in the Great Tribulation. And John records the sixth trumpet judgment, introducing another symbol of the Old Testament. This one goes back to the very beginning. It's in the great river Euphrates. At the beginning, there was a river flowing through the Garden of Eden, watering the gardens of creation, and it flowed out of Eden, split into four rivers. One of the four rivers was the Euphrates River. The name of the first is Pishon. It goes through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold that of the land is good, or aromatic resin and onyx, and are also there. And the name of the second river is Gishon. Gihon winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher. And the fourth river is the Euphrates, Genesis 2, verses 11 to 14. And today, the Great Euphrates River begins in Turkey, eastern Turkey, and winds its way through Syria. From there, it enters Iraq and empties into the Persian Gulf. It's the longest river in the Middle East, at 1,780 miles long. It flows only through the Middle East countries the entire route. It is also mentioned more times in the Bible than any other river. But there's more hidden along the banks of the Euphrates than meets the eye. The banks of the Euphrates are witnessed by to some of early mankind's most sinful acts. The first sin, the Garden of Eden. The first murder, Cain and Abel. First blasphemy, Tower of Babel. And the first pagan king in the world to exile God's people out of the land, King Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, were all events within the proximity of the Euphrates River. John hears a command from the four horns of the golden altar directed to the sixth angel with the trumpet. Release the four angels. Release them. We went over this the last study. When something's released, it's bound, isn't it? And it's hard to believe that God would have good angels tied up and bound. And it's quite possibly these four bound angels had a hand in the sins that were committed near the Euphrates. Now, there's a lot of things we don't understand about fallen angels. Good angels, bad angels. They have a mind of their own. The history of the Euphrates could possibly be the reason why we find these angels bound by God. But just as the golden altar and with the four horns are a symbol of judgment in this passage, these demonic angels, demonic is what I'm saying, about to be released and wreak havoc on a great number of people. How else can you define a third part of the humanity, or a third part of somewhere, human race? Which human race are they talking about? The entire human race on the earth? Well, the third part of something is going to be destroyed. Third part of population somewhere. And how else can we tell about these angels of God? They're not good angels. They must be bad because they wouldn't be bound up. Nowhere in Scripture that God reveals to us that good angels are punished by being bound. These particular angels have probably been bound much longer than we know of. Reserved for this day, an hour. And the evil purpose of these four angels bound at the Euphrates. And how does God know he's going to get the job? Well, he knows in advance what's going to happen and what these angels are going to do if he did. He wants us to focus on him ultimately. The four angels were kept bound at the Euphrates, then released. John learns immediately the number of the people who will meet their death as a result of these angels, one-third of humanity, whatever that means. Now, a lot of these numbers do not coincide with what we think. Today's estimate, if it was 8.2 billion people in the world, 2.7 billion people will perish. 2.7 billion people who rejected God will experience the first death. And this will seal the fate of these people. These are astronomical numbers. But does it mean the third part of mankind on the entire world? If we look at it, we don't know for sure. Nobody can say for sure. If we calculate it this time way, that's a lot. But we get back to the army of this army that's going to perform this. We can determine that 10 times 10,000 equals 200 million. This evil army will be a massive army of death. And he sees under the direction of the sixth trumpet, like the rider on the red horse who symbolizes war, it's going to take place. These horses are also a symbol of actual war, of like events that will take place. And we continue with the idea that John is witnessing an elevation of mankind's war with whatever. Could it be nuclear weaponry? Bible scholars believe that the trumpet judgment will usher in nuclear bombs. I don't know. But it's not written in stone what this is. You don't know for sure. It could be a description of the use of atomic weapons. Again, but is it demonic? Spiritual? We can't see it. But it may be a spiritual army of 200 million devils, demons, coming out of hell to accomplish that which God has determined. Or is it seriously an army of 200 million throughout? But yet it doesn't make sense. When you look at the red, blue, and yellow breastplates, the horses' heads of lions, is this the heads of lions symbolic of a country? And is this out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and salt? Is this simply countries that are dispersing their nuclear weapons? Plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur came out of their mouths. Out of their mouths. Could be the mouth of a lion, could be Israel, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus. The lion could be symbolized by a country. The red could be symbolized by another country, communist countries. The yellow, the different colors could symbolize countries. Out of their mouth came fire and smoke and sulfur. By these, a third part of the human race was killed. Their tails are like snakes with heads that inflict harm. Their tails were like snakes with heads that inflict harm. Well, some of these fighter jets can launch missiles right out of the tail, right out of the back end of anyway, to kill another missile. Is this going to be such a nuclear holocaust that a third part of mankind are killed? Quite possibly. Or is it going to be a demonic army that's going to plague people and kill third part of mankind? I would be afraid to say it dogmatically either way. We're going to leave you right there, and we'll take this up tomorrow. Mouths and tails. Fire at the enemy. Galloping on a horse with a lion's head. When John saw this, it was a vision. Nothing more. Nothing less. So very much it could be symbolic of things to come that are physical or spiritual. You make the decision. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Give us a call, 928-368-6766. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study and show yourself approved to God.